KKF Mobile.
KK4TOT Mobile, how you doing?
I'm all right. At least I got on the road a little bit earlier today. How are you?
Up, getting the day going, you know. Seeing what we got ahead of us.
Boring day. I ain't too excited about doing a whole lot, but the week's at least winding down.
Hey, that's right. Got any good plans for the weekend or anything coming up?
So I think the wife's got Funkos, some kind of game. I can explain it, but it's one of them women games where they get to get together and give away crap, and she's always bringing something home. But other than that, no, just relax and chill all weekend.
It might be a good weekend for it. I think we got, and is supposed to rain most of the day Saturday?
I think I heard, I think Ken and somebody else on the radio was saying, well, it's raining most of it. I know today. I don't know about the rest of the week. And then they're talking maybe even some rain or ice next Monday or somewhere around there.
Yeah, I need to check the weather for Saturday, see if I'll be getting anything done outside. But the last I looked, it looked like it was pretty good chances for Saturday for some rain. But yeah, if you get some rain, it'd be a good one. Just sit back and relax a little bit.
Radio.
After that, I got to just waiting on insurance money to come in for my solar stuff that got messed up by that lightning two weeks ago. So I'll have that project ahead of me to rebuild some of that, but I'll be looking forward to getting all that back up to operational.
Solar system on your house?
It's not a whole house system. It's it's a decent little size system, but you kind of think of it as like a, having like a generator on hand. So it's completely separate from the house, and it's got its own circuits and stuff. And you can utilize it, you know, just kind of whenever you want. So I use it for all my radio stuff, and then, if like power goes out and stuff, I can run like the freezer, you know, stuff like that, just to keep just some essentials going.
I've been trying to get my solar set up, small solar set up for my radio. Man, that's been a huge pain in the butt, just trying to get every little bit and piece that you need to make it work properly.
It's a little complicated when you first set out into it. But once you get it going, once you got everything you need and you kind of figure it out, it's pretty much straightforward, easy stuff after that. It's all downhill at that point.
I think I've just about got everything. I've got the first panel I ordered had one of the small chargers built into it, so it kind of worked on its own. But then I decided to get a little bigger 60-watt, and it come with a 50-amp power pole in the back of it, and I've got nothing to connect to it. So even though I ordered that and the charge controller, and I ordered a little port to go in my truck, that way I can put a power pole into the cigarette lighter adapter just in case I needed it. I come to find out I needed that 50-amp to 45-30-amp power pole converter. I was a little ill.
It's always something, man. I tell you what. Yeah, I don't know why in the world they put something that big on that panel. There's no need for that at all. That's just a waste of money for them to put something like that, because those 50 amps are expensive. You know, there's no need for that. But, hey, that's what they did, so got to work with it.
It's fine. I thought it would be bare wire, but I didn't do my research. And then that 50 amp was sitting on it. I'm like, God, Darren, what am I going to do with this thing? So, yeah, I ordered a, instead of doing a bare wire, I just went ahead and ordered a converter. It's got the 50 amp to, 45 amp. That should connect to everything I've got then.
Alright, I think somebody might have been trying to come in there. Anybody else out there?
KO4 HKX. Good morning, guys.
And Patrick, right?
Yes, sir.
It's the mountain today.
Heading that way right now.
What up? So I need to jump out of here and let you guys catch up. Patrick, good to hear you this morning. Hope you have a very profitable day selling some tools. And, Andrew, I hope everything goes nice and smooth and kind of coast right on through the day. So, 7-3 to you guys. Hopefully we'll get to catch up with you in the morning. KK4 POT.
Go with 7-3. Hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow morning. KO4 CEF.
KO4 HKX.
Morning, Patrick.
So far, so good, but we're still early.
On the road a little bit early this morning. I've been rolling up into work a little bit late and don't get ready for my first meeting of the day, which starts at 6 o'clock on the dot.
I'm a little early this morning myself, trying to beat the rain down, but as I look this morning, it's not supposed to start quite yet, so that's a good thing.
Just kind of, I guess, a little bit misting, but not doing a whole lot of anything. I hope it holds off till I get inside the plant.
The weather, it's not supposed to start now until around 9, 10 o'clock this morning, so give me a chance to get down the mountain and get going anyway before it starts raining on me. So what happened to you there yesterday, Andrew? I didn't hear you leave. I must have missed you.
I pulled up in the driveway. I waited a good, man, it was probably a good 5 minutes. And they were just going back and forth, so I'm like, man, I got to get on in the house. So I just eventually had to turn the radio off and walk on inside.
So went on. I finally had to pull out of it. It was after 6 o'clock before it was over with.
It was great to hear that many people using the repeater, but, yeah, sometimes it bounced back and forth so much, I was just like, okay, I can't get in. I'm just going to head on in the house and spend time with the family.
Notice, if you get too many people on here, you can't get a word in edgewise. You get double up or somebody's keying up at the same time. Something happens, really. You can't get in at all.
I think Ken does it. I've heard a couple people do it. They do a real good job, like in a round robin sense, where they'll just, you know, when they're done talking, they'll call out the next person. That way you kind of keep it going from one to the next. But, you know, I guess as it kind of got too big, everybody lost track a little bit. But then somebody jumps in that wasn't part of it, and that kind of messes it up a little bit, too. So, but, I mean, other than that, it's all right. Just a lot going on at one time.
In that yesterday, so there was a guy down from Hartwell, Georgia. He's in and out quite a few times, so that made it a little harder to keep up with, too.
It's surprising me the repeater makes it that far, unless he's got a beam and he's using it. Who knows? But yeah, I thought that was, I don't know, I didn't realize the repeater reached that far.
Pretty regular, because I heard some other guys testing a radio a while back now, and he was heading down to Commerce to see how far he could get. He was way on down there before it actually cut out.
Surprising how far they make it. I know I've heard the Mount Mitchell repeater. I've heard it all the way down in Columbia, which is a long way for that repeater, but still.
From Mount Mitchell to Columbia, that is a long ways.
But I'd hear people just talking back and forth whenever I was on my way to the beach, and it'll get to about, at least on this side of Columbia. I don't think it'll quite make it to the other side, but still, it's pretty impressive from almost, what is it, on the other side of Asheville, and making it all the way down there.
Asheville, good ways, actually, so that's a good 3 to 4 hour drive.
I mean, that to me is really a surprise, but I know the Mount Mitchell's pretty high, which I think the Caesars Edwin's up there. It's 3,000 or so feet, I believe.
3,500 feet, so that's up there pretty good ways also. Solar system you working on for your radio there, you were talking about.
Been trying to come up with a little, I love going camping, but I mean, some of it's in my camper at the beach, but I still enjoy tent camping. So I've been trying to work on a way to at least charge the batteries that I have, at least the one battery. So I ended up buying a little, the first one I bought was only like a little 20 watt. It barely puts out an amp, and it worked fine. You know, I got all my power pole connectors and everything done, and it come with its own charge controller, but I wanted to upgrade the system a little bit, so I went with a little larger solar panel.
Scan 4GFW Mobile.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing on this Friday evening?
And Patrick.
Andrew, I'm listening to that. I bought a battery backup system for my trailer that I'm having to run off of right now. Might be something you're interested in. It's got 110 and 12 volt outputs along with your USB, and you can solar charge it also. It's got all the hookups. You can buy it as a kit already put together, so might be something you're interested in.
I think I'm about set up now. Like I said, the last thing I had to buy was that 60 watt solar panel, and it came with a 50 amp power pole connection that I wasn't ready to do anything with, so I had to order another connector. So I hope I'm good now. My wife, she's gonna kill me if I have to raise spend any more money on it, but it is what it is. Did I hear, Ken, I heard you. I think somebody doubled with you. Was that it?
This morning. I just wanted to tell you guys good morning. Good morning, Ed.
Patrick and Andrew, y'all sounding good this morning.
I got this one over with. Man, me and Patrick were talking about that conversation going on yesterday on the repeater. It was crazy how many people were loaded up on it.
Enjoyed it. There was what, 7 or 8 of us?
If you count the people in and out, there was at least that many.
Just sat in the driveway about 5 minutes and really couldn't get in, so I was just like, I'm going on in and out.
Before you didn't know where you went.
My door just kind of giving me those weird looks. I know it's about time to head on in. I've been out in the driveway too long.
It's a good sign it's time to go. Ben, I haven't talked to you since last week.
Having a truck running late, it's been a good one.
Thing didn't start out.
Got yourself in the foot on that one.
If somebody comes up with a brilliant idea and it don't pan out, but they don't want us to come back and say it was a bad idea.
Did a stop in the Asheville on him, so that's that in an hour.
Plans for the weekend?
My son moved out and moved into his new place, so that's my weekend.
And over here, I get my mama's off the whole weekend, so we probably find something to get into.
Already planned for me work.
This weekend, I'll have to work this Saturday, but I think it's supposed to be raining all weekend, and I hadn't even really checked the weather.
At like 2.5 to 3 inches the next day and a half.
Not snow.
You know you enjoyed that last snow we had.
Snow, it came and went real quick.
And how late the truck was.
Hello.
Get up at 6 a.m. He was stuck on 25.
Out for a little bit. I'm coming up on my dead spot. I'll catch y'all on the other end if you're still here. 732, if you're not, have a good day.
It was 73, KO4, see ya. Home early this morning. Really feel like you're here much earlier.
10 minutes earlier.
Keep having to go into the meeting, and I'm just kind of winging the details and hoping for the best. So far, it's working out, but I feel like I'm going to get caught off guard soon. I'm going to let you and Ed have it. I'm glad both of y'all jumped on this morning. Ed, nice to talk to you again. Y'all have a good day. 7-3s. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew. good one. Maybe we'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW. Home, there was probably three operators I've never talked to. Break in, you'll have to come back. I had to step out of the other truck and put one in, too. In the afternoon, on the way home, there was probably three operators I've never talked to. Operators, or is somebody we hadn't talked to? They'd always listened, that we'd never had talked to. They just finally jumped in. It was really nice. Look, our crowd's growing one at a time. It's eventually going to be like 10 or 12 of us in here. You know what I mean? We'll use the repeater. I mean, that's what it's there for, right? The only thing is when we get together to eat, we're going to have a conference room. Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, definitely. And that, but it sure did make the ride enjoyable on the way home. Definitely makes the ride a lot better. When y'all come on and I'm where I can talk, it helps me out on my end, I guarantee you. Go by pretty quick. Maybe Friday. Yeah, it makes time pass by. I've got, two more big subdivisions to do, and it'll seem like just a minute or two. KN4TFW. You heard from Mike this morning? I had just turned the radio on just, I guess, maybe 5 minutes before you came on. Turned the radio on until after I get the apartments done. Matt, you might hear somebody new in the early morning out there. Possibility. Excitement tonight. Of course, I wasn't in the middle of it. I wish it was. I saw a bunch of blue lights and brought back a lot of memories. Arm robbery. I loved working them things. I have a scanner in your truck. Thought about it very seriously. Now it's clear now. Once I get over toward the lake, it might get foggy. Intermittent fog over here. It ain't real bad, but it's definitely trying to settle in, it looks like. Boy, man was talking dirty yesterday. He said the weather's talking snow Monday and Tuesday for us. Hearing everybody saying that, but man, they sure didn't talk it this morning on the News 4 news. Rain, but I don't want no snow. Sleeping day for you, because it's going to be like 2 inches today. See, with that metal roof I got, if it's real heavy, I'll be doing some heavy log sawing. Metal roof put on, the best idea I ever had. If you can't hardly go wrong with one of those. But imagine there's enough insulation where you don't hear it real bad. You don't even hear it. And those logs are so thick, a lot of times the car can pull up and I'll never hear it. Like a kit you got and that they put together? The kit. And I hired a crew to put it together, or help put it together. Yourself? I'm adding my name anyway, but I did what I could. Of course, I couldn't be lifting those heavy logs and stuff because it hadn't been too long since I had open heart surgery. My oldest boy. We got in there and we put the flooring down there, so of course I'm ready to tear it up and put something new down. Hardwood floor. Put down that old man-made stuff, save a few dollars, but I'm ready to rip that up and put some good old hardwood down. Got some good ones now. They got some where you could, you know, they kind of, it's hardwood, but it latches together. and that kind of goes together like some of that laminate and that, but it's probably about, you know, 3/4 thick. Looks real good.
Went ahead and put it down instead of getting that laminate stuff. But, gotta save a dollar here to get a little bit of something over there, you know.
Back, gentlemen.
Good to hear you again, Patrick. And so I'm at Lowe's when I was thinking about doing my den, and that it was it latched together, but it was like a, hardwood. I think it was maybe it was a bamboo, but it was dark and it was kind of like, you know, it wasn't slick on top. It was kind of irregular and that, and it looked really good, but it went together very easily.
Go take a look at it and see. I just be happy with this regular old putting down some cedar flooring. First house I ever had, my cousin built it in the living room. The flooring in it was cedar wood. And when it rained, it'd have that cedar smell.
Did anyone ever make a decision on that breakfast or meal, whatever y'all were going to do?
Talk to Mike. I can't. I know we were discussing it, but he was supposed to pull it together. Let us know, but I haven't heard anything. If you can.
No, I haven't heard anything from them, but it doesn't mean that we can't get a small group together.
Stay ahead, I'm good.
Maybe this morning on it, getting on the interstate.
Me, come on in, Patrick.
You're appearing up here this morning. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Actually, but I can still understand you.
Somebody's keying up and not making a repeater, but I'm not sure.
And yesterday it was like they were on 610 Simplex, and you know, not triggering the repeater because they were barely moving the meter, so I was sure they weren't making the repeater.
It's gone now, so we'll carry on.
Get on HF yesterday, Ken, and try and get some of those tools. I never did get a chance to.
No, I didn't. I didn't make a try. I was pretty tired yesterday afternoon for some reason, and so I never did even get on the radio. I unplugged it this morning. It's supposed to be some thunderstorms.
Bromley, I'll undo mine. But on that HF, you can. When it's lightning, you can tell it because you'll hear it.
Lightning crashes. And I'm way early this morning. Don't know what happened or how that happened.
Second cup of coffee.
Sometimes that happens to me and I don't even figure out how it happens.
It's pulling up on the interstate about 6 o'clock and then here it says I'm, you know, dang near 10 minutes early.
I missed this.
Yesterday you got your hopes up this morning.
And that was surely, I really did enjoy that. And like I said, a couple of new people in there that I never had heard before.
Good while. I was in it till almost 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I guess it was Jerry talking. I went into the card shop, picked up a couple of Valentine's cards and come out, and I heard you guys still on. And I just didn't jump back in because it was only going to be a minute or two back to the house.
I had a good conversation, and then there's a guy, that guy out of Hartwell, Georgia, he jumped back in. We were talking about the DMR radios.
So is that like texting that you're doing, or is it actually voice?
It is actually voice over the air. You're basically talking into a hotspot. Kind of like
Z-Star, just a different mode or form, I guess.
You got like system fusion or something like that? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Yaesu's got system fusion, Icom and Motorola, and Kenwood got D-Star, and then you got DMR, which is the fastest growing digital mode right now. They all kind of work the same. It's just like a different form. I don't know how to explain it. Like I say, it's all new to me, too. I've just been doing YouTube research.
YouTuber that Ham Radio Concepts, he was doing it, and it looks like there's like different chat groups that you can join somehow.
Yeah, there's different chat groups, different reflectors. Like I said, I don't get how all of it works. Just trying to get my mind around any of it right now. Into basics before I try to move on to the advanced stuff. That way I know where I come from.
Yeah.
And I can get together with one of y'all and see what this HF stuff's about.
Houses.
Well, about another hour and a half to get to me.
Later today, you know what I mean? Swing by. I should be home by 5. Swing by and we can get on for a few minutes. You can see what it's like.
If I get done in time, I might take you up on that.
You'd be meeting the pup there at the house and that, but yeah, we'll try it. If I ain't there, if the truck's there, I'm around. I might be walking a dog in the field or something, but I'll be back in a minute or two, and we'll definitely give her a try and that. Unplug my headset so both of us can hear.
Depends on what time I get done. Sometimes Thursday can drag way on out. Shops, some of them are open until 7-8 o'clock.
Great, I'm probably shut her down already. KN4TFW.
I'm ready to make the trip up the mountain to the house.
Yeah, I can't blame you there. It's be a long day, right?
Yeah, considering it started at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah, 4 myself. Up 6 or 7 hours by then, right?
Ever since 11.
For HKX. Ed, you're just a regular night owl.
For NAP Friday. Yeah, I've always been that way, even when I was a youngster. Now we're asleep. I'm ready for another 8.
Also, I've worked swing shifts before, and I loved that. The time off was great.
Third, I think, 14 and a half years on the police force. And that's with the shift I loved.
You trying to do your paperwork in the morning?
Luckily not. I had a good crew. I went out and hid somewhere and took a nap. Now, I have put them in the car. When they work their second job and they about to fall over, I put them in the patrol car with me and let them nap. But of course, if I needed them, I woke them up. Something came in usually by 3 o'clock. We all had our paperwork done.
The guard can let me get still. Yeah, I'm done.
Don't get still. At DuPont making x-ray film in the dark. So I went in the dark. It was dark when I worked and left when it was dark.
The flu went through the whole department. I was the only one in the whole town for 36 hours straight.
Hey.
You've had it. But he came in and looked at me and said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I've been here for the last 36 hours and nobody's to work." He said, "When you go home at 3 o'clock today," he said, "I don't expect to see you until Monday." So I had 5 days off straight. And that was something good now.
Eight more minutes out. He's a punky up here in Spartanburg.
Coming down down 25 here. I'm getting on 290 now.
You're right by the house.
You need to find us a good creek so me and Ken can bring my equipment up and see if we can find us a little cover.
You a good creek?
Affirmative. I got the sluice and a pump and everything. We're ready to go find some color.
Looking for my grandparents got a farm. And the river runs right at the foot of it. We can go hang out right there.
Under to me, what about it to you, Ken?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Played on that creek bank and river bank all my childhood, so I'm sure it's changed a little bit since the last time I've been down there, but still in the same place.
A good area to find some dust.
Got a little creek that runs on my property, so we can go try there also.
Sand you got?
No, I don't go down on that part of the property much. It's down over the hill, so I just don't mess with it. I can walk down there and look and see and send you some pictures.
Let's plan a Saturday and get together and see what we can come up with. And of course, find anything, it's always an even split.
To where I'm destinating. So I'll say 73. Good to talk to you guys. Hope everybody has an awesome day and a safe day. And Patrick, maybe I'll see you this evening. KN4 TFW.
Being safe, don't work too hard, and hopefully catch you in the morning. The 73s.
And I'll keep an ear out for you this evening. I'll be around. Just give me a shout. Talk to you later. Have a good day. You like painting for gold, do you?
I enjoy it. Love finding gemstones, too.
Something I've never done either. Lived in the mountains there all my life and never even tried it.
Know what you'll find. You might find something that will wind up fixing you up so you can stay home.
It'd be greatly appreciated.
When they pay Friday. I've never found enough so I can retire, but I found enough that just whets the appetite and makes it even worse. Kid, I found a ruby big enough that my mom could get it cut, and she had three round stones in a ring. And of course, when she passed away, my sister got it.
Funny how things like that happen when a family like that moves around.
Like my sister done said, I could have it when time comes.
Pretty much any Saturday you want to come up and give that a try, just let me know. I can't this Saturday. I got a business meeting Saturday morning, and it's supposed to rain anyway, so it won't be too much fun out there.
Might get in that for rain. Of course, when you get in the creek, you're going to get wet, but I just don't like working in the rain.
I'm getting wet, but I just don't like being in the rain either. And today, when it's raining like this, what I'm doing, it's miserable some days because you're just in and out in the rain all day long.
Feeling, I get out of the truck in and out 12 times, and when it's raining, it seems like it always waits to open up and dump when I have to get out.
Today, I think I got close to 30 stops I got to make today.
Do well on all 30 of them.
And for business to be a little better, it's been slow the last couple of weeks. I don't know if everybody's just getting scared or it's that time of year.
People don't know if they got to pay or if they going to get anything back. They sort of pinching pennies and waiting.
You can file your taxes yet, can you?
You can. You can file as long as you got all your paperwork. If you got it all, you can file January the 1st.
I heard the federal government put a thing on it where you couldn't file the sometime in February. I couldn't remember when it was, though.
Heard that. Down and get all my expenses put together and, of course, my maintenance and everything else. And then take it to my CPA down in Charleston.
Electronically send all mine to my accountant in Charlotte now. Since this COVID stuff hit, she won't let anybody in the office at all.
Go down, take paperwork stuff down, drop it off to CPA, and then we'll go over and eat seafood at Hyman's in downtown Charleston.
Wife and I usually make a weekend out of it, just a chance to get away. Go down and see her on Friday and spend the rest of the weekend down in Charlotte. But now, with everything going on, you can't even do that.
Try and find somebody to sub for me for a couple of days so I can go up in Tennessee and rent a cabin for a couple of days and just get away where it's nice and quiet.
My 25th anniversary is coming up, and I'm looking into doing it myself. So if I find anything, I'll let you know of a nice place.
Go out in Branson, but I can't find nobody to sub for me. If I could find somebody to sub for me for a whole week, I'd be gone.
Anybody that wants to work anymore.
Right. And I pay my subs if and when I can get somebody, I pay them $100 a night.
Money.
If they run all 7 days for me.
To help out a little bit with that?
One in Charleston and two is on police force. One's works with state immigration and they keep him hopping. And the youngest boy, he works with state transport police. So their schedules, it just don't work out.
That now, I see what you're talking about. I didn't know if they just worked for the Sheriff's Department, Highway Patrol, or regular routine stuff.
There's nothing known as routine in law enforcement, and I can guarantee you that. By the time you think it's going to be nice and quiet, that's when everything explodes.
I'm sure of that. I didn't mean routine as in, you know, same thing every day or quiet, but just a regular local job, local Sheriff's Department or office.
State immigration, he's also commissioned through the federal government as well, and he's been as far out as Washington State.
He's got his hands full right now with everything going on.
His plate's pretty full. He'll tell me a little bit, but he don't tell me much, and I don't blame him. You can't discuss stuff like that, even though I'm former law enforcement, and I know how to keep my mouth shut. I respect it that he will stay quiet.
I'm friends with several of them on the Sheriff's Department up here where I live, and same thing. We don't talk about work.
That oldest boy, we talk about work, but we just don't get into the heavy details.
I'd just rather not talk about it at all. They're just pretty much disgusted with the way things are going.
Understand their feeling on that. I tell you, it really surprised me the way people has turned.
I don't even have words to describe people anymore. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension.
The new generation, I call them spoiled brat idiots.
Race cakes Friday, you got that right.
They at work probably kill them.
Physical labor in it? Oh, yeah.
Working hard like that's what keeps you living.
one or two lose their jobs last week because they couldn't quit playing video games and show up for work on time.
Back to what I called.
Working in law enforcement, you've seen quite a few of them.
And now I want to count.
You're doing it for us.
How you doing?
Not today.
Point.
This weekend I may try to get outside a little bit. It warms up a little.
Be careful.
I better be careful. Everything I do, I gotta be.
Get back.
I'm here. I'm just having to watch traffic. I'm getting on Wade Hampton now, so them people you was just talking about are everywhere. Right now, on Buncombe Road in Wade Hampton.
That's not my ex. Am I doing pretty good?
Your trip to the repeater pretty good. I can hear you good, Al.
Exactly.
Yesterday afternoon, you were struggling to get in at all.
What's that? 706 back. Before I can get on here with that thing with some, with your antenna and some muffle.
Come on in here.
Good morning. Heard y'all in there. This is Bill from Huntsville, Georgia. Enjoy hearing y'all talk, and I'll back out and let y'all get back to it. 73s and 4WH. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I talked to you yesterday afternoon, KO4HKX here.
Well, I'm on my Anytone 878 with external antenna headed toward Athens, Georgia.
Yesterday is that little radio.
Little radio. Like I said, I really enjoy it.
Out there?
Good morning, Bill. This is KM4NAP. I'm over in Clemson, Seneca area.
You doing well? I used to make the drive to Clemson University for about 8 years from Hartwell. So, kind of familiar with the area. So, good to hear you in here this morning.
I've been in that town for over 23 years, and I had enough. I got tired of all the football crowds and all that other stuff.
I'm crazy about football at Clemson. Always have. But I guess for the fans, that's a good thing. I tried to stay away from it as much as I could.
Phone call coming in, guys, at 73s.
73s to you, Ed. I'll talk to you the next time around. People with call signs, but I can remember your names on here for some reason.
Many, many years doing sometimes crazy things, sometimes not, but I've been down here for a long time. I'm going to ask Gary if I call, or not one of those guys, Dave, when I am. I'll get my braille writer and see if I call the net one night just to see if I can do it like I used to do it once in a while.
You're looking for net controllers, so I'm sure they'd give you an opportunity.
Get the braille writer in a good spot and see if I get transmitters a little better this thing, I'll get on and do it. Just, I need to practice to get my brain to work again.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to hop out of here. I have destinated this morning. It was good talking to you. I believe it was Bill out of Hartwell, Georgia, correct?
Yeah, he's in Hartwell, I believe. He's on the road, I think. Anyone else still in here?
Bill, I'm still in here listening. Just letting y'all talk. I'm mobile pushing toward Athens.
Can you give me your call sign one more time?
S4 Whiskey Hotel Mike. N4WHM.
This is KO4HKX. I'm going to be out of here after this one. So, gentlemen, y'all carry on. It was nice talking to you. Al, if you're around, or Bill, if you're around later this afternoon, I'll be here. Give me a call. Talk to you then. Have a good day.
Have a good day and a safe one and healthy. I'll be back Well, I'll be on the radio for a little while longer, and then I'll be back on about 4:30, 5 o'clock myself.
26:27 in the morning. I didn't know that. I play football too much, you know. I played touch football in the blind school once. We used to get beat all the time because they put the totally blind ones against the legally blind ones every time. We'd get beat every time, so it was a joke. Around and laugh about it.
Yeah. Jokes are a good thing. Make you laugh and start your day off good.
Basketball one time just to be a jokester. We used to have a guy up on the stage hitting on the basket, and one day I decided being a jokester. I aimed for the guy on the at the basket rather than the hoop hit the guy. I got in trouble for that one, but everybody was laughing about it. I remember one time we were, I'll say this, you're going to laugh. I was sixth grade playing. I never was any good actor, didn't like it much. And there was a whole bunch of preachers in the audience and stuff. They're doing something. I forgot what the play was now. And I made a mistake and I fell. I went, jeez. And I'm right in front of a whole group. I was 6 years, I think I was 7 years, no. 8 or 10 years, I don't know. And I switched to that for a whole darn crowd. I was so embarrassed. A whole bunch of church preachers were laughing their heads off. I'm like, oh, no.
She gave him a good laugh. That's half the fun with the joke.
I'm very bad at diving. I won't ever do it again. I was, first time I dove, I told a gym teacher, I was good friends, I'm not doing it. So why? I said, I'm not good at it. And I'm over 5 feet 11 inches taller. Even then I was 5'6" or 5'7". I get that for it, holy ground. And I dove and I did my distance wrong and I whacked my head right straight on the bottom of the pool, just like Charles Carr ever did. Luckily, the way I had it, I got lucky, it didn't break my neck. And I got out of the water, I was never doing that again, never have.
I'm reaching about the edge of the repeater, headed toward us, and I appreciate the conversation this morning. Let me jump in, and I'll play 73s, and this is M4WHM clear. I'll catch y'all later today.
So when you get to the house later today, I'll hear you, no problem. Okay, I'm 4 minutes clear.